Now, the latest in a Detroit corruption scandal. The wife of a powerful member of Congress from Michigan could be indicted by the Justice Department, a department that her husband plays a role in overseeing. Monica Conyers is the wife of John Conyers, who chairs the House Judiciary Committee. The Associated Press is reporting that Conyers' wife is implicated in a cash-for-votes scheme. That scheme is the subject of a long-running Justice Department investigation. Noah Ofshinsky of member station WDET explains.
Just when Detroit was beginning to recover from the perjury scandal that brought down its last elected mayor, another political controversy is capturing headlines and threatening to again paralyze city government here. That was the scene outside Detroit City Council member Monica Conyers' house earlier this week. This back and forth with the media has been repeated in one form or another for months. But this week, the attention intensified with word that Conyers has reportedly been offered a plea deal in a federal pay-to-play investigation. Sources tell multiple news organizations that Monica Conyers accepted bribes from a sludge hauling company seeking council approval to build a facility in Detroit. Not long after the news broke, Conyers addressed the public directly on her own public access television show.
To all of the people out there, if you're not praying for me, then you're just adding to the problem. And I would just respectfully ask that you keep your comments to yourselves, that if you're going to speak about someone, speak the truth. And if you don't have the truth to say, then keep your comments to yourself. You can't comment on me, my husband, or my family because you don't know us.
Her husband, Congressman John Conyers, is a longtime Washington heavyweight and current chairman of the House Judiciary Committee. The two have not been seen together in public for some time, and Congressman Conyers has refused to comment on his wife's legal woes. John Pitney is a professor of government at Claremont McKenna College. He says that's a smart move.
There's very little that he could say about this situation that would be helpful to him or to his wife. Consequently, sticking to the job of the Judiciary Committee, staying on focus there, is probably the best course of action for him.
Pitney says so far, Congressman Conyers hasn't taken much of a political hit. In fact, just yesterday, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi told reporters that John Conyers has her full support. While allegations of misconduct by the wife of a congressman is just another piece of gossip in Washington, here in Detroit, it's shaking people's faith in their elected leaders. Sam Riddle, Monica Conyers' former chief of staff, says his phone has been tapped as part of this investigation. Riddle says the FBI is going after the wrong people and urges them to follow the money.
It's these corporatites that enable the culture of corruption. You knock off Detroit's corrupt politicians, guess what? There'll be a long line waiting to take their place.
There are reportedly other prominent politicians and residents here linked to the pay-to-play probe. While it's yet to be seen who will accept a plea bargain, former federal prosecutor Peter Hedding says it comes down to one thing.
The tough issue is going to be, is anybody willing to go to jail? Because the Department of Justice is going to want people to go to prison. An elected official taking money, if in fact that was the case, they're not going to give probation in that kind of case. They just simply can't.
If one or more local politicians do go to prison, they would be just the latest here to do so. Former Mayor Kwame Kilpatrick completed a 90-day sentence just a few months ago. So, as the auto industry furiously struggles to survive here, the cloud of public corruption continues to hang over this beleaguered city. For NPR News, I'm Noah Ofshinsky in Detroit.